So Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. While we put a little fresh air inside the temple room, I would just like to address all of you very briefly. As you all know, we are moving towards the celebration of Radhastami on Monday, and there is a very, very a deep question. The Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, mentions many, many names of Krishna's associates. The cowherd boys are mentioned. Great devotees are mentioned, like Prahlad Maharaj. Demons are mentioned. It seems Lord Shiva is mentioned, Lord Brahma. All these names are there in the Bhagavatam. But if we look for the name of Krishna's dearest devotee, we cannot find her name. We can go from the front page to the back page of the Bhagavatam and then go back. And we will find many names of Krishna's devotees. But that one devotee who is known by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami as Govinda Sarvasva, the all and all, the be all and end all of Govinda, that name we cannot find. Why is the name of Srimati Radharani only very indirectly mentioned one time in the Bhagavatam? It is said, she who worships Krishna the best, not her name is there. Why? Is there a mistake? Is there a Radha? Is she the most important devotee? I mean, we have pictures here with Srimati Radharani and Krishna, Srimati Radharani alone. Why is she not mentioned in the Bhagavatam directly? Is this a good question or is this an unnecessary question? It is a good question. We must ask this question. Well, in the Bhagavatam, the essential four shlokas which were told personally by Lord Krishna to Brahma, it's the four shlokas who have the essence of the Bhagavatam, there is one word, is rahasyam. It mentions there is a supreme secret in the teachings of the Bhagavatam. Rahasya means something confidential, something which is hidden away from the public view. It's the secret of the Lord. I think many of you have some secrets which you do not like the world to know, because it's so confidential to you. You feel this is not for the world. For instance, your secret, maybe you love your mother very much. Could be. Or you will not spread it to the world. So there are a few secrets. For instance, one of the secrets is that Krishna always stays where the devotees are who have love in their hearts for him. That's a well-kept secret. So the Goswamis, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they have revealed some of the secrets of the Bhagavatam, some of the secrets of Krishna's heart. And Rupa Goswami mentions in the 11th shloka of the Bhagavatam that of all the devotees of Krishna, Srimati Radharani is the devotee who is most dear to his heart. There's a verse about Radha's name, and we are chanting in the name of Srimati Radharani. The verse says, when Krishna only hears someone saying Ra, that's the first syllable, then his attention is drawn from all other subjects, and he only pays attention to that person who said Ra. He wants to know what else will he say. Maybe he will say Ra 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 Ra, this is how cars which are very fast move. Then he is not so interested. But if the devotee completes the name and he says Ra and then Da, then Krishna comes running to that person. Just when he hears Ra, he's attentive, but when he completes the name, Radha, when the devotee completes the name, then Krishna comes running. We hear from Jiva Goswami that when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the first Hare is actually Hara in the vocative form. If I, for instance, will here in these southern European areas, say, called someone, what's a good man's name? Milomir. Then if I address him, I will say, Milomire. Or if the good male name, Goran, I will say, Gorane. Or if there's a other name, Haris, I will say, Harise. So when I address, so in the same way, if I address Radha, whose name is Hara, I will say Hare. You know Sanskrit? No. So the first name in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the name of Srimati Radharani. This is the explanation of Jiva Goswami and Gopal Guru Goswami and other great Vaishnavas. Why am I saying this in some detail? The reason is, my dear devotees, that when you sit and chant like we do here, it is very important that you address Krishna, that you sing for Krishna, that you, in a way, call for Radha and Krishna. It's important that you create a conscious relationship as you do when you address a person. This is a very, very important. The example for focusing, for concentrating, for orienting your attention is there's an example in the scriptures which instructs us at once what good chanting means. It says, I found this just now, just when I worked on a new book. Prabhupada speaks about this twice in the seventh canto, that when you chant, it is like bringing and flying an arrow towards a goal. If you want to be successful in bringing your arrow forward, it's not enough to just shoot into the air. chup chup somewhere. You might destroy your mobile telephone if you shoot like this, which is lying on the cupboard or somewhere. When you want to bring the arrow to its goal, it's first and foremost important that you bring your attention there. Wow, I want to I want that my arrow flies there. So in the same way, when you do the sadhana, this the practice of chanting the holy name, when you are not yet when you have not yet reached the perfection, then it is quite important that you bring your attention to the person whose name you call. That's why we like to keep the deities open and to look at the deities. Or like now, our devotees from the Ljubljana temple have made these most beautiful pictures which were created just for this event, I understand, Ananta. It was a few days before the artistic mood came into the Slovenian yatra. They have even made most mind-enchanting flags. Everything is there. Yes, this is just to remind us to bring our attention to Radha and Krishna. Can you see the sign? There's a red flag and a yellow flag, and on top there is a sign. Can you see? In the this is a very interesting sign. It comes from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The sign without the tilak is the sign of the Chandkatsi, who created an obstacle to the Sankirtan movement. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, Lord Nrsingadev, by a little help of Lord Nrsingadev, he got his good sense back, and then Lord Chaitanya convinced him and to also start to help spread the Sankirtan movement. And Chandkatsi said, "You will get my sign, and wherever people see the sign, it's like a stamp of authorization from the government that you can chant." And Lord Chaitanya took the sign, but he was not satisfied, so he put a tilak also inside. So it is a transformed sign. My dear devotees, I wish you that as you chant, you do two things. You chant for the pleasure of Krishna. And the second thing is you make a conscious relationship to Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna. And the second thing is trust that the Lord will remove all the obstacles which are now on your path, so that you cannot move so quickly in your spiritual life as you like. Trust that the obstacles to the chanting will be removed just by chanting in the association of devotees. Namo Vishnu Padaya. You may join us. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Shunyavani, as
Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vanchakalpa Dharuvyasya